You're listening to Classical IPR. This is Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell, and I'm live in IPR's Studio A with Roger Nye. He is the bassoonist, one of the bassoonists for the New York Philharmonic. Roger, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You are one of the four musicians from the New York Phil who's here visiting the campus of Interlaken right now. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing while you're here?
Yes, we've been working with the students at the Arts Academy and basically coaching them, being a reed maker. I've been working with the kids on reed making. We've been attending rehearsals. We've been coaching small chamber groups that will be coming to New York next week to perform in New York right near Lincoln Center. So it's just really an exciting opportunity for them.
And this is part of an exchange. So you folks are here this week, and the Academy students are coming to New York next week.
That's correct.
Which is very exciting.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this instrument you're holding. You are a bassoonist, and I have to ask, of all the instruments in the orchestra, how did you end up choosing the bassoon?
Well, I think it sort of chose me, and and a lot of musicians kind of feel that way, I think. But I was drawn to the timbre of the tone, the color of the sound, and probably my first exposure to it was Bugs Bunny cartoons and the great music of Carl Stalling. And what's amazing is one day I would go on to study with the man who did a lot of the recording of those cartoon shorts. So, but then it was really the singing quality of the bassoon that really attracted me.
I mean, it's kind of a high maintenance instrument, right? You have to make your own reeds. It's large. I think it looks a little unwieldy, but I don't have it with me every day. And I hear the fingerings can get kind of interesting.
Yes,
as well.
You're absolutely right. No, it's not a light instrument. In most bassoonists, we use something called a seat strap to support it, which goes under our legs. And so, you know, much of the weight is taken off our hands, but there's still a little bit there. But it can be, at times, the fingerings are a little bit cumbersome, particularly in the upper register. And so, yeah, you do have to spend a lot of time practicing and honing your technique. And then, as you mentioned, the reed making, that's just a whole another aspect of what we do, but it's extremely time-consuming, and it really does take a great deal of skill to make playable reeds.
I told a bassoonist friend I would be interviewing you today, and he asked me if I could snag a couple of reeds from you. So for us lay people, can you tell us a little bit about the reed-making process?
Sure. We use a type of cane that is called a rondo donax. That's the Latin official name. And if you were to see a tube of it, you would think, oh, yeah, you know, we used to use that for cane poles. Actually, I did as a kid. I fished with cane poles. But these tubes, we split them. We kind of gouge out the inside of the cane. And then we flip it over and we remove some of the bark in the middle. And then we shape it. And there's so many different styles of reeds out there. You'd be amazed. You wouldn't think there would be, but there really are. Then we have to form the reed. We fold over that piece of cane, and we tie it, and we put wires on it, and then we cut the tip, and we start praying. Actually, we've already been praying for a good reed, but it really is it's a pretty technical thing, and some people carry that technical aspect very far, and I've done that to a certain degree, but really it comes down to using your ear to bring about the sound that you want to create with this piece of cane, this organic material.
So you can really customize your own sound according to the reeds that you make for your own instrument.
Very much so.
Do you ever make reeds for each other? You mentioned you were working with the students on reed making here.
Oh, certainly. With students, you definitely at a certain point you have to really make a reed for them so that they have a model from which to work from. And sometimes even we share reeds among colleagues. So yeah, no, definitely we help each other out.
Well, why don't we hear you play your instrument on the reeds that you make? Tell us about the piece that you're going to be playing for us.
This is a piece I'll be performing tonight at the concert at Interlaken. It's the Sonata in F Major of William Hurlstone. And he is a somewhat little-known composer, English composer. He lived from about 1876 to 1906, something like that. So unfortunately, he did not have a full life, but it is rumored that he wrote a lot of works. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that many of them are published, but this is one that thankfully has been published, and it's just a really, really beautiful work.
Fantastic. Well, while you get situated, let me tell our listeners about this concert tonight. It's at 7:30 in Corson Auditorium here on the campus of Interlaken. You can hear Roger perform this full sonata. He's going to do just one movement for us here today with piano Susan Snyder. And you can hear chamber works performed by the other visiting members of the New York Philharmonic tonight, as well as chamber music performed by students from the Interlaken Arts Academy. I will be quiet now and let you play.
Thank you.
pianist Susan Snyder with bassoonist Roger Nye live here in IPR's Studio A. They performed a movement from the bassoon sonata in F major of William Hurlstone. Roger, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome.
That was a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about the music written for your instrument, written for the bassoon.
Sure.
Is it a fair assessment to say there's not a lot of original repertoire written specifically for the bassoon?
Well, there actually is quite a bit of music, but there's one period, unfortunately, that is lacking, and that's the Romantic period. And, you know, this was a time in classical music when bigger was better. And really, I think it's funny because in the classical period there and Baroque, there's a lot of wonderful bassoon music, and it's very hard. But for some reason, in the Romantic period, there weren't many composers, I guess, interested in writing bassoon music. And that's one of the reasons I love this Hurlstone piece, because it actually is more of a Romantic piece.
Yeah, as I think about it, there's a handful of Vivaldi concertos. There's music by Hummel. There's Carl Maria von Weber. There's those pieces. But yeah, as I think through the Romantic period, most of the examples I think of are sort of cameos in orchestral rep, like in The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Absolutely.
For example.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So what are some of your favorite pieces written specifically for the bassoon?
The Mozart concerto is just a real gem. And it's very difficult to really, I think, pull it off well. But it's something that's on all auditions for orchestral jobs. Students have to learn it for college auditions. So that's always a favorite. There's also the concerto of Carl Maria von Weber. That's very beautiful and I think very well written for the bassoon. And the Vivaldi concerti and sonatas are wonderful. There's the E minor, the A minor. They're just really real gems for us to play. They're very short, but they do have orchestral accompaniment if you can get your hands on the parts. So that's always nice to play with strings. In the more contemporary realm, there really have been some great pieces written for the bassoon. There's a piece by a French composer named Roger Boutry called Interferences that gets a lot of playtime by bassoonists. And it's kind of jazzy, and yeah, so that's nice. Jolivet wrote a lovely concerto that it's gotten more playtime. For a long time, no one played it because it was so hard. And thanks to Maurice Allard, the great French bassoon player and teacher, he showed us that, yeah, this piece can be played. So more and more people have been playing that.
Great. It's self-serving because I want to know what music I can play for our listeners in the future as well.
Well, I'll make you a list.
Okay, great. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on playing music that's written for other instruments but arranged for the bassoon?
You know, if it's of a lighter nature, I enjoy doing that. And actually, I think it can be very useful in teaching because, you know, we don't get to play a lot of big lyrical solos. And so when something for another instrument that happens to be a very lyrical solo is arranged for bassoon, I think it's wonderful. One piece comes to mind, the Swan from Carnival of the Animals works very well on the bassoon, and that is very fun to play. I studied with a teacher who really did not like anything that was arranged. So for a long period, I kind of shied away from arrangements, but now I'm realizing, oh, there's definitely value to that. And it's fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Roger Nye, bassoonist for the New York Philharmonic, live here in IPR's Studio A. You can hear him and three other members of the New York Philharmonic performing tonight with students from the Interlaken Arts Academy at 7:30 in Corson Auditorium. That concert is free. Roger, thank you so much for joining us in Studio A.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.